Yeah, like, it's a double standard. They don't like that double standard. Yeah. That there's something that we can do, even though it's like, even though we can't even vote in America, like, without being harassed. It's like, they don't like that something that we can do that they can't do. And really, we're the gatekeepers of that. And like, it frustrates them. I don't know why. I can't do a lot of stuff, but they're just not used to it, I think.
I have this theory that I'm currently thinking about. And have you heard about the, I think everyone knows about this, but I'm late to it. The singularity, and how there's like, there is this point where artificial intelligence is going to take over or something. Is that how it goes?
I don't think that's actually true. There's a book by an AI theorist that like, contradicts this, and has to do with inputs and outputs in like in a computer system. But yeah, the singularity is like a science fiction idea or term, as it was derived from one, that there's a point in which a computer realizes an AI system becomes as smart as man does, and then never goes back and realizes that like it's better or something. And they thought Skynet, that you basically.
Yeah. I feel like white people are like afraid of a negrolarity. Like there's gonna be this tipping point of blackness that you're never gonna be able to come back from. And I feel like there's different ways of reacting to it, and some people have just surrendered to it. Yeah, I feel like the white genocide. That's a rebellion against it. Like they're fighting it by being, we're going to overcompensate against it. We're going to retreat deeper into whiteness. We're going to be extra white. We're going to try to purge ourselves of all black. And I feel
mayonnaise
like
on everything. All mayonnaise on everything.
Yep. And I feel like in like liberal circles, they're like, you know what? We're going to have insurance policy. We want to be able, we're going to surrender to it to a degree, but let's see to what degree we can control it. What can we do to make the negrolarity, if it is inevitable, you know, how can we adapt to it? How can we function? And I feel like this obsession with black women right now is people are like, okay, if I'm going to have to be a nigger, who is the best survivor in the black community? Like, who's going to teach me how to survive? And I think that's where these black women are coming in. Like she can, like Trump right now, you see people freaking out. And to me, they're freaking out because they're like, holy shit, we're going to become niggers too under Trump.
Oh yeah.
And we need like a spirit guide to teach us how to survive in, you know, the negrolarity. And they think, okay, you know, black women, they're not physically strong, you know, they get it from all angles. And if they can survive and thrive, they must be the ones that hold the answer for us living under Trump. I think that negrolarity is, everyone's responding to it in different ways and freaking out about it. You know, like their fantasies are just insane. Like people are thinking they're going to be in this new third world.
Oh yeah. And I mean, you said a lot that deserves to be unpacked, but yeah, that's what the whole white genocide thing is. It's the demographic war that eventually one day the majority of America will be brown people. And that, and the white genocide thing is a way to reframe white supremacy as being the victim of something. It's the same way, but you know, stuff like affirmative action is like, you know, reframing as, well, stuff is being taken away from me. Like, I gotta be like, you know, our dominance is being taken away. And when it comes down to, like, yeah, so that's what their focus on miscegenation is, right? Like, oh, there's race mixing going on. There's gonna be less white people. Like, who cares though?